Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum. Welcome once again. This is the Elevated Places Blog Talk Radio program. I'm Brother Jamil, honored and happy and privileged to be your host this evening. And we are carrying on in the tradition of the founder and creator of this program, our dear sister and now precious ancestor, student minister, Dr. Ava Muhammad. There's a lot to talk about tonight. There's a lot to talk about tonight. We were able successfully to pull off the coup of getting a guest tonight to be with us that you will want to hear from. Gather round your radio. I used to say when I was younger back in the day, I'd say, go pick up your phone or go to your phone. But you got your phone with you in your hand all the time. If you wear your phone better than you wear your wedding ring. Huh. So this is the time for us to go to our phones, gather our phones, get ready, and you'll be getting the number in just a moment to call in and speak with our guest. What's his name? He is Student Minister Ilya Rashad Muhammad. That's right. You just heard him this Sunday making a spectacular lecture from the mosque in Chicago, from Mosque Mariam. He is our brother who has researched, and we'll give you more as we give you his biography, but he's our brother who has researched the attack on Islam in America. He has researched the power of God, the mightiest God, and the showing of his power in the wheel and the baby planes that are stored on it. He talks about how these wheels can actually disrupt and disable the nuclear arsenal of the most powerful nations in this world, and how this world says that the technology they encounter when encountering the wheels is hundreds of years, at least hundreds of years, ahead of anything that they have. That's who backs us up. That's what we're about. So let's get ready to rumble. You know what we do. We do it in the name of Allah. We do it in the spirit of brotherhood and sisterhood. And we do it tonight opening the holy month of Ramadan. So we say to you, Ramadan Mubarak, Ramadan Kareem, Ramadan Saeed. But we wish you a blessed and blessed and blessed Ramadan, the month of fasting, yes, but the month of self-improvement, the month of atonement, the month of reconciliation, the month of reunion, the month when the Muslims come together. And in the nation of Islam, we do not intend to make a mockery of this gift from Almighty Allah. It might be possible for some Muslims to say, we're going to do Ramadan. We're going to participate and fast in Ramadan. But we get up in the morning and shoot at each other across a border erected by some Caucasians from Europe hundreds of years ago. One side saying Allahu Akbar, the other side saying Alhamdulillah, but they're pulling triggers at one another and killing one another. Not us. We're about to bury our beef. We're about to bury the hatchet. We're about to be brothers, 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 so that between you and one whom there had been enmity before, there will soon exist the warm friendship of brothers. Ramadan Mubarak, dear family, and welcome to the Elevated Places. We've got more for you. Let's get right into our first segment. Always our most popular segment because it starts the fire to burning. You can't light a bomb without a fuse, and our sister is the fuse to the bomb of our understanding. She comes from Los Angeles, California, the national correspondent for the Final Call newspaper, one of the most intrepid writers that you know, host of a syndicated radio program in Los Angeles on the public radio station there. She's doing a lot. She's a mom. She's a wife. She's a good sister and our dear friend. Let's welcome Sister Charlene Muhammad to the airwaves. Sister Charlene, how are you this evening?
I'm doing well. All praises due to Allah. Assalamu alaikum. Peace and blessings. Ramadan Mubarak. Thank you, Brother Jamil.
You got good. It. You got it.
Considering. Yeah, so right into it. In the news from the Final Call newspaper, headlines, the national section, front page, total vindication. The U.S. government officials admit the reality of so-called UFOs. There's a new report referring to the existence of a, quote, mothership that releases many small probes, unquote, once again proving and confirming that the most honorable Elijah Muhammad is right and exact. Ilya Rashad is going to delve into this and then some, so I'm going to move right on to the next headline. Reparations demanded 20 years after the United States launched war for profit in Iraq. And I want to really pinpoint something there, so just bear with me as I go right to that page, okay? Everyone, thank you. Moving these screens around, it is a joy. So here we go. What is happening with the reparations demanded piece out of Iraq? This is coming ahead of the 20th anniversary of the George W. Bush administration's illegal invasion of Iraq. The New York-based Center for Constitutional Rights on March 15th renewed its call for reparations for, this is a quote, for those harmed as a result of the U.S.'s unlawful act of aggression in its cruel, senseless, and baseless war for profit. Also, moving on into the headlines, we have winter storm and divine judgment. Now, what's happening here is it's unbelievable. The state of California continues to be, well, it's not, I'm sorry. Let me back that up. It is believable. We were told that this would happen, but not to editorialize. The state of California continues to be hammered with historic and record-breaking mountainous snowfall, which turned into a blizzard, followed by flooding. And along the northeast part of the United States, winter storms have impacted dozens of states. Power has been knocked out for millions of people along both coasts. And look, Montebello, just to give, you know, just one statement about that, Montebello had a tornado, and it was just mind-boggling to see that. But at final call press time, residents in parts of New York and the New England states were digging out from feet of snow. Now, according to the Associated Press, some of the highest snow totals reported were 35 inches in Peterborough, New Hampshire, and in Ashby, Massachusetts.
35 inches? 35?
You weren't right. You said 35 inches?
Whoa.
Reported. 35 inches. And also about 15 miles away, the National Weather Service said at least 2 feet of snow fell in parts of northern New York and the Catskill Mountains, with Indian Lake in New York's Adirondack Mountains recording, Brother Jamil, 31 inches. Now, I just want to give a quote here. This is from Jeff Settles. He's a supervisor at a manufacturer who lives in Peterborough. He said, it just snowed and snowed and snowed. My wife and I were helping some of the neighbors dig out. Literally, we had to shovel 5 and 6 different times just to keep it from being basically up to our chest. That's the winter storm. So I'm going to round out this in the news with our imam, student imam, Sultan Abdus. I'm just like texting things coming in. I got to just focus. But Imam Sultan Rahman Muhammad, the month of Ramadan, fasting is a shield. This is in our perspective section. And he says that, you know, Muslims around the world, as we know, welcome the annual fast as a time of heightened devotion, self-analysis, and self-correction. Fasting during the holy month of Ramadan is an act of individual restraint and collective advancement of goodwill in commemoration of the revelation of the Holy Quran. Yet we remind ourselves this holy month of Ramadan of the universal mission of Muhammad and the universal message of the Holy Quran are a, quote, guidance to men, unquote, revealed to humanity, and that we are obliged to share the spirit of our devotion through the fast of the month of Ramadan with all of society to remake the world. The devotional force of this great fast extends beyond the walls of our mosques, perceived borders of our communities and nations to seek the renewal of the whole of the human race. And just allow me, if you will, one more thing. I want to go back and pinpoint the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan Center article. And also, of course, we were able to hear from him, divine message this morning on the Ramadan, the Ummah Reflects podcast. And so his center article, this issue is the Son of Man and his connection to the will, which takes us right out of In the News. Brother Jamil, carry it away to our guests and our segue, and thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am, thank you. And while you're still there in front of the microphones in the luxuriously appointed studio with all of the latest bells and whistles of broadcasting equipment, we just want to ask you to stand by for 1 second while we share with the audience the ways to contact us. You can become a part of tonight's program, and I suggest you do it right now. Call in at 563-999-3065. That number again, area code 563-999-3065. Then press 1 to be included in the queue of callers who will be, I'm sure, clamoring to speak with our brother, Brother Ilya Rashad Muhammad. For more extended communication, contact us or go online tonight via your computer at www.blogtalkradio.com/elevatedplaces. And if you can't spell elevated places, bless your heart. So we want to make sure that we go to blogtalkradio.com/elevatedplaces or call in 563-999-3065 and press 1 to be included in the host queue for the program. The time does go by very fast, and we sometimes can't reach all of our callers, but we have one of the most diverse and geographically widespread caller bases of any program in this format, and we are proud and happy and grateful to our executive producer, Brother Darius Muhammad, for allowing us to do our part as much as we can to preserve this part of the legacy of our dear sister, a star of Allah, student minister, Dr. Ava Muhammad. So we're on and popping this evening, Sister Charlene. Is there anything that stood out to you in those headlines that you felt was something that you needed to, because I heard you thump table while you were talking. I heard your finger hitting the table for emphasis on a couple of those points. But what stuck with you, Sister, as we move forward into tonight's discussion? Because we want to emphasize that part of what we're talking about, too. And, of course, as always, feel free from your office there in Los Angeles to weigh in at any time. What stood out to you?
Yes, sir. Thank you for posing the question. Brother Jamil, total vindication.
Yes, ma'am.
Total vindication. You know, hands down, total vindication. And again, the Son of Man and his connection to the wheel. To take a headline from a previous final call issue from the scriptures, God is not mocked and neither is his servant. You know, we know this. And just coming off of Brother Ilya Rashad, 20 minutes to Ilya Rashad's lecture, as you had said in the opening on Sunday, and then this headline, we should not be shocked. However, the joy and excitement that I have with it is just because of so much of what has been and continues to be said, the false lies, the denigration, just the way the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, as well as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, you know, the nation, but them in particular have been treated, and Minister Farrakhan just, you know, just called a liar, which we know it's not true, but to have it right now, you know, it's it's just that's what stood out. You know, I'm full about it. I'm not at a loss for words. I'm just really, that's what it is. It's total vindication. Total.
Yes,
not a little bit.
Total.
Not
partially.
No guessing about it.
Mm-mm.
That's right.
Totally.
And the, you know, and the fact that the enemy has to bow down. They have to admit.
Yep.
Coming from their report. Their report. This isn't, quote, unquote, friendly fire, you know, or what do we call the echo chamber. This is their report. They're having to admit it, even though, as Brother Ilya said, and again, he's coming, so I don't want to go too much into, you know, listing what he said because he's going to share with us again. But, I mean, I thank Allah.
Yes,
I thank Allah because what stood out is, Brother, you know, I did not really think I would see children. When I came in and learned about it and heard about it, I was like, oh, wow, that's going to be fantastic.
Yes,
I'm looking
indeed.
At the words
yes,
right
indeed.
Now. So, yeah, you know, rescue me. Go ahead, rescue me.
No. By the way, that was a hit record by Fontella Bass in 1965, Rescue Me. Anyway, a lot of people don't know the drummer on that tune was the great Maurice White, who later became the band leader of a band called Earth, Wind, and Fire. But Maurice White was playing drums in studio sessions in Chicago and played on that. That was totally random, but he brought it up. But, you know, when you mention total vindication, and we look at the definition of the word vindication, it's listed as a noun, which is defined as proof that someone or something is right, reasonable, or justified, right? Also a noun indicating the action of clearing someone from blame or Yes, when you look into the scriptural definition of it, vindication is to confirm or substantiate, to provide justification or defense for. See, all of this is what is happening, and as the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan uses that language He is, by God's grace and the specific intent of Allah and his servant, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Minister Farrakhan is a master of the language. He once told a group of us that we had been deceived and tricked by means of language and the misuse of language, and that most of us are tangled up in our minds. We find out in the Supreme Wisdom that the average person speaks a vocabulary 400 words or so. You see, when you have a small vocabulary and you misunderstand it, then words can be used to trick you. So black people don't even trust people who are good with language. You ever notice how black people are like, no, no, you talking real fast, all that whole lot of words. See? Because
you talking white, you sound white.
Yeah, right. We've been bamboozled according to that. And so the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is the antidote to that poison in his person. He comes to help us untangle the tangled web of woven lies and contradictions and misperceptions given to us. But when we parse and study the language and learn the words, we can be free. We can be equal and justified with the best of civilized society, and we also can find vindication. 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 That means absolvement and acquittal. We've been exculpated and we've been exonerated. We have been let down from the trial of our belief because our belief has proven to be true. And now the enemies are on their heels. They're not going to give you everything. They're going to give you what's called a limited hangout. And Brother Julia will tell us more about that. Yes. A limited hangout. That's something that they do to try to divert your attention by giving you a little grain of the truth and ignoring the larger truth that's even more damaging to them. But we are proving the old drill cadence to be true, Sister Charlene. The sisters from Mosque number 27 had a bad drill team for many, many years. And you know, you all would always say, Ma, number 27, that's right, that's right.
That's right, that's right. What do you mean, had? What's this had? No, go ahead.
I got soup foods. I meant to say has. I'm sorry. A super bad drill.
No, no set tripping.
And you know what? They used to also say, sister, Muhammad's got the devil on the run.
That's
the proof
right.
That coming to these microphones in just a few moments is a part of the reason why the devil is on the run. Truth being hurled at falsehood until it knocks out its brains. This is the hour in which we find ourselves living now. This is the time when we speak to our brother and the book that he wrote, Exposing the War Against Islam. Because he goes into it. It's basically an analysis of their plot against our faith and against our rise as a people. But he talks about Islamophobia as a viewpoint of the enemy. And then he also talks about, in further writings and analyses and in the new documentary series, which is being premiered right now, all of this coming under his hand. He's also a talented musician and singer. And he may share some of his music with us tonight. That's why you better get to the phone. You better get to the phone tonight. Yeah. Say the number again, sister. I want to hear the 5639. Say it again, sister.
563-999-3065. Please press 1 to get in the queue.
That's how you do it. That's how you do it. You are absolutely, absolutely going to make it happen. We have one of our communicators in queue, our great sister Donna from down in Memphis. She said, wait a minute, how did I know you were going to bring up Fontella Bass after Sister Charlene said, rescue me? She said, why did I also say it in my mind at the same time, too? Oh, praise due to Allah. Growing up black in America, what a wonderful communal experience. And I'm telling you, dear brothers and sisters, tonight is the night for you to come on around the campfire. Come on, let's cook out. Let's have us a good time. It's Ramadan. Let's have iftar together around the radio, around the phone, around our device. Because it's time tonight to examine the truth of what is happening in front of our very faces. Ramadan and the wheel. And the question for tonight's program, how does the knowledge of the wheel enrich our Ramadan experience? I'm glad you came up with that, sister. That's intellectual. I like it. Say, how does the knowledge of the wheel enrich our Ramadan experience? So we're going to get to our guest, and we'll be notified when he enters the studio. He's doing this remote from the Memphis, Tennessee area tonight. And there is a lot that we have on the table in front of us. A couple of more questions for our national correspondent as we kick it back and forth before our guest comes on. Sis, did you notice in the writing of the final call this week, the usage of the language that sounds triumphant and victorious, not just promising a victory to come, but acknowledging a victory that is here? Did you notice that difference, or was I the only one?
No, you're not, you know, at all. And what I love, you know, even I love the just the truth of the matter of it all. You know, not a nah kind of thing as we are sometimes on the schoolyard, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But just this real matter of fact, as what comes to mind when you said that, and as I felt that sentiment, is as the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has said repeatedly in various messages, just keep living.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Just keep living. And the beautiful thing about it, dear sister, is that this brother that we're going to hear from tonight, Brother Ilya Rashad Muhammad, is a reminder and a sharer of good news for the believers.
That's right.
One of the things I love about him and the other members of the research team, and we've had some on this program, Dr. Wesley Muhammad and Brother Dimitri, Student Minister Dimitri Muhammad. We have to get Brother Jackie Muhammad in front of these microphones.
Yes.
We've had other members of the research team come here, Student Minister Abdul Arif Muhammad, the counselor at law. But what all of them share in common as a trait is that they do not serve as gatekeepers or blockers of the information and the joy getting out from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan to you and me. They don't just say, hey, I'm sitting here under the gazebo on the farm learning how to research what I researched and getting good information, and you wasn't there, sorry, you missed it. They don't do that.
Yeah,
what they
that's
do
right.
is share the information. Excuse me. They report the good news. And the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan said this last week, and I can share it with you. He watched the documentary and was extremely pleased and absorbed by every minute of the documentary you'll be hearing about tonight. He told Sanders that this is a vindication for the nation, for the Savior, for our Father, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, for himself, and a vindication for all of us. I'm going to get right into this, but it's almost time for us to guess on it. I'm about ready for him, but I have to tell you, this is the time when the Scripture is proving true. And Muslims, I know you're on Ramadan, and you real, real Islamic right now. But hold on, Aki and Uki. Hold on, let me just remind you of something that Big Mama used to tell us in the Bible. They would say to us that Jesus is the determinant of your ultimate spiritual destiny, because how you relate to him has to do with how the Father relates to you. The Scripture said that who the Son, talking about Jesus, not the biological Son, but the Son in spirit, the Son in obedience, who the Son sets free, is free indeed. Elsewhere, Jesus tells us in the Bible that if I loose you on earth, you'll be loosed in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
But if I bind you on earth, guess what? You're going to be bound up even in heaven. Hmm? If you testify of me before men, I will testify of you before my Father. I believe that the brother we're bringing to you is a brother who we can testify and account on to be testified by the Jesus, the Messiah in our midst, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, before Allah and his class. It's a powerful show. This is the Elevated Places Blog Talk Radio program established by our dear sister and now precious ancestor, student minister, Dr. Ava Muhammad. And Sister Charlene, you're looking at the switchboard. Tell me when we're ready. I know the calls have lit up. I know we're seeing the calls light up. People are calling from around the country. Hold on, y'all. I'm like Sam and Dave. I'm coming. Hold on a second. But I'm going to ask you, our principal.
I have my eagle eye on that board looking for that number. Not yet. It's not there yet.
Yes, ma'am. All right. And, I mean, brother's doing 2 to 3 interviews a day. He's doing professional appearances in his role as an educational consultant. He's a master degreed teacher and a didact without equal. He has the kind of skill as a teacher and imparter of information, which is what kept you and me glued to the screen this Sunday in Chicago. I watched Minister Ishmael. I love my brother, Minister Ishmael. He was just smiling and looking. See, because anybody who loves Islam, loves those who defend it. You see, Sister Charlene, when you write what you write, you bear us witness that the pen of the scholar, the pen of the journalist, is mightier than the sword of the soldier. You bear us witness that one learned believer is harder on the enemy than 10,000 ignorant worshipers. That's why we read your work in the final call. I mean, look at the front of this week's paper. If you don't have your final call, you better get it. You can get the digital edition, but some of us like this. We fiend for the feel of newsprint in our hands, the news in our hands. We just want to open that newspaper and have it with our sahur coffee before Fajr prayer in the morning and the start of Ramadan fasting. We like to get that paper, so don't delay. Get a copy of your final call newspaper today. Don't mess around. You might dilly, but if I were you, I wouldn't dally. You know?
Dally.
Dilly, but don't dally. And make sure you get that paper and have it right out front where you can see it, where you can read it, where you can understand. If you just look at the cover of this beautiful newspaper, it tells you everything you need to know. Total, not partial, right, sister? Not partial. Total vindication. Total vindication.
Okay. Oh, wow. I think, pardon my interruption, I was thinking out loud. I think we have our guest of honor on the line. Let me just do the right thing. Hold on one second, brother. If you don't mind me continuing. Brother Ilya, please press 1 for me that I see you anyway. Yes. I see him. He's in there, Brother Jamil.
Yes, my brother is here, and we are very, very glad to receive him. He is a teacher, as I said earlier in the program. We're going to get right into our conversation with him. Sister Charlene and I have a few questions that our brother can actually take and move our understanding forward. But he's a teacher. Virtually, he's one of the best teachers and conveyors of information that you'll ever meet. He is a warm brother, a friendly brother, a kind brother, a family man, a husband, a father, a neighbor, a beekeeper, and a good brother all around. He's my friend. That's why I can talk about him like this. But he's a brother who comes to these microphones tonight to share with the righteous that which will protect us in our righteousness. that which stands with us. And as the U.S. government officials admit the reality of so-called UFOs, and their new report referring to the existence of a mothership that releases many small probes, as they call them, this is happening, which is proving and confirming that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad is right and exact, and his brother Ilya will tell us he has been since 1932 teaching what the Savior taught him, and the Savior, by him, I mean God in person. Let's welcome to these microphones our brother, student minister, researcher, author, commentator, content creator, and a real good singer and musician, Brother Ilya Rashad Muhammad. Brother Ilya, welcome, Brother Rashad. How are you tonight, brother?
Wow. Man, with an introduction like that, my goodness. I'm doing well, thanking Allah for his goodness and his mercy and for being able to have a brotherhood and family, as we call the Nation of Islam. So, Brother Jamil, Sister Charlene, thank you. Y'all have me excited.
It's funny you would mention the word excitement, dear brother. There are still ripples circling throughout the nation in concentric waves coming out from the rostrum at Mosque Mariam this previous Sunday, where you taught the lesson of the presence of the wheel and the knowledge of the law. And what you gave to us was so powerful, we got to unpack some of it tonight and then ask for action points, particularly during the month of Ramadan, because there is in our thinking a way for the knowledge of the wheel and its power to actually enhance our spiritual experience during Ramadan. And so we wanted to submit that to your consideration tonight. My first question, dear brother, out of the box. You said that the mother plane and her work from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is a display of the mightiest God, Master Fard Muhammad, to whom praise is due forever. What is it about this teaching that makes it so distinct and unusual, and how do you see the results of it in the Nation of Islam?
Perhaps the beautiful and distinguishing qualities of the Nation of Islam teaching have to do with its practicality. It has to do with its mathematical theology. It has to do with the realness of the Nation of Islam's teaching that puts God in his proper place. Whereas religion customarily has made God a mystery, where religion and this world has made God something of a formless, shapeless nothingness that is so abstract that it's not even possible to even sort of understand him. This we understand from the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Farrakhan. This type of teaching of God that we have been victimized with is from the devil. Because if God does not have to make sense, if God, if somebody can tell you anything about God and you just believe it, that is perhaps the easiest way for Satan to continue controlling the world. Because if God doesn't make sense, then nothing else has to make sense. So God, in his love and mercy, gave us the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad by clearing up the most confusing aspect that has kept the world in disarray, and that involves the knowledge of God. the most honorable Elijah Muhammad gave us the true knowledge of God, not just the belief, but the knowledge of God. For
yes,
in the
sir.
Book of Revelation, it points us to a day and time when the mysteries of God would be finished. And as we cited in from the Holy Quran this past Sunday, it is written in Surah Al-Qiyamah, the 75th surah, that on that day, the day of resurrection, that faces would be bright, looking at their Lord. So all of the scriptures speak of a day when God would be made known as he is. We are so thankful to live in a day and time where we no longer have to guess, where we no longer have to theorize, where we no longer have to wonder and believe in things that we don't understand, because God has made himself known. He has made himself known, and
yes,
he
sir.
Has brought proof and evidence of his superior reality, and that is what points us to that mechanical masterpiece of mechanics, the mother wheel.
Oh, my goodness. You're listening to Brother Ilya Rashad Muhammad, and you can tell he burst out of the gate like Secretariat Seattle Sleuth. He burst out the gate like Affirmed by Aladar, Man of War, O.C. Biscuit. He bust out the gate already teaching the teachings of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Brother, thank you so much for your warm spirit in conveying this information, in imparting it to us. But the questions continue to abound. Sister Charlene, if you don't mind, I have one more follow-up, and then, of course, we turn it over to our Western region and the National Correspondents' Desk. But, Brother, if I'm hearing you correctly, and I did hear you make a peripheral reference to the Book of Stevie, that when you believe in things that you don't understand, you might tend to. Is that correct, sir? But you said that because we are taught in truth and in undefeatable terms, we are taught from God in person. That is what I understood you to say distinguishes the Nation of Islam from any other religious community. Is that right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The fact that the identity of God has been made known as to who he is, this is the distinguishing factor that distinguishes the Nation of Islam from everybody else, from everything else. For all religious and most schools do preach in the belief in a God of creation, in a deity, a supreme being of sorts, but none are able to pinpoint his actual identity. That wisdom, that secret was made manifest to God's chosen messenger, the man whom we now recognize as that messianic force, that Christ figure that the world of religion has been awaiting. That man is indeed the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. And you and I know that we would not know the truth of this majestic man had God not prepared one who is his national representative, who
yes,
is indeed that messianic force among us today, the Honorable Minister Farrakhan. So the Nation of Islam is clearly distinguished in that regard, where we teach the knowledge of God, not just the belief, but the knowledge of God and the proof that God brought us his presence in the world today.
Yes, indeed. So, Charlene, I know there's something on your desk. I'm going to go ahead and write my next question down so I don't sound like a fan geek. I'm not a fan geek, brother, but I'm so excited. Sister Charlene, go right ahead. Microphone, I hope it's all right. we paid a whole lot of extra money for those equipment that she got out there.
We told you about the weather. Didn't we read about the winter storm? No. So we're ready for some calls. I was fielding the calls. You ready for them right now?
Yes, we'll be ready in just a moment. Before we take the calls, Brother Ilya, could you tell us the projects that you have out right now, your latest book, and I'd like to hear about the wonderful documentary series that you're premiering right now on NationBrothers.com. What's going on?
Absolutely. Well, of course, a few years ago, we were blessed on behalf of the Honorable Minister Farrakhan to kind of shake up aspects of the world, especially the world of ufology and UFO research, when we published our book, UFOs and the Nation of Islam, back in 2013. This book serves as somewhat of a game changer in the world of ufology because we provided answers. We took out the mysteries of the so-called UFO phenomena by putting the truth in its proper place, a type of truth that is verifiable, a type of truth that is not solely reliant on somebody's religious interpretation, but based on empirical data. So we were blessed to put that out with the guidance and help of the Honorable Minister Farrakhan. And then now, as of recently, as of this past Sages Day, we just released the documentary, the first episode of a documentary series where we show that the UFO phenomena has already been answered. It has already been identified because the scriptures and prophecies are true, that God would come as he said he would in person, but he would also bring evidence of his power in the form of some heavenly vessels described in the scriptures as flying chariots, described in the scriptures as operating amidst the clouds by day and what appears to be pillars of fire or even stars at night. A huge vessel described or seen by the prophet Ezekiel as resembling a wheel within wheel, described in the New Testament as the New Jerusalem, the literal dwelling place of God. So we have been blessed to put forth the prelude episode of a documentary series that already is also changing the game of UFO research, especially in the film documentary industry, because this is a totally, totally independent project that points people to the source of the UFO phenomena. We have, of course, the words directly from the Honorable Minister Farrakhan and the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We have never before seen footage of our great and beloved sister, Dr. Ava Muhammad, who within this past year or so provided for us some of the most majestic information related to the wheel that only our great sister would have been able to do. We have the likes of some of our great ones inside the nation. We have people like Brother Jackie from the research team, the great student minister Abdul Sharif Muhammad, who traveled all over the world with the Honorable Minister Farrakhan, who's a firsthand witness of his relationship with these wheels. We have the likes of the great Brother Minister Ismail Mohammed, the national assistant to the Honorable Minister Farrakhan. We have that powerful scholar, Dr. Wesley Mohammed. We have the likes of Brother Dimitri Mohammed. We have attorneys and scholars in the world of academia who are outside of the Nation of Islam giving their scholarly perspective on this topic. And I can't leave out people like my great, great brother, who I would not have produced this documentary without the likes of, and that would be you, dear brother Jamil, a brother who has provided worthy commentary of his witness bearing to the Honorable Minister Farrakhan. And I like how you put it in the documentary. You refer to yourself as an atmospheric witness. I like that, brother.
Yeah, you know.
Because.
Yes.
Oh, please continue, brother Jamil. Because, you know, I'll go all day talking about you, dear brother.
No, go ahead, brother. You said because, and I want you to finish your thought.
Because you truly are a witness of the Messiah. You have been there since the early days of the rebuilding, and you are able to recall incidents in history, events in our history, give such credible insight into the majesty of God's servant and Messiah among us, the Honorable Minister Farrakhan. So your commentary, your witness bearing of this subject on the documentary is very, very, very valuable. So much so, and I will share this with the audience. The Honorable Minister Farrakhan called me because he had watched this documentary. This is a vindication of our God, of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, a vindication of himself and the Nation of Islam and all of those who have been teaching about this reality during a time when it was so the Honorable Minister Farrakhan told me that everybody in this project, in this documentary, was, hear me good, he said, divinely sent, because it serves as a vindication. He spoke of you, dear brother Jamil. He said Jamil is vindicated. Brother Sharif, all of these are vindicated. He said of brother Jamil, he said his witness bearing was so good that whatever sins he may have had in the past are all forgiven.
Woo!
You don't hear me.
Let me call the Detroit police and tell them that. Detroit police, please don't mind. But you know what, brother?
Yeah.
I'm so grateful for that and so thankful to you for such a wonderful bearing of witness. Let's get right into these callers because there's some conversations that have to be had. Our first caller tonight is a first-time caller. I believe she's calling all the way from the West Coast, too. She is the producer on deck at KPFK, the Pacifica radio outlet in Los Angeles, and she has interviewed you before, Brother Ilya. This is
yes.
Sister Angela's first song. Sister Angela, are you on the line? Your question for Brother Ilya Rashad.
Hear me?
Go right
ahead.
Yes, how's my sister? So good to hear your voice
Hi,
again.
Hi, how is everybody? Just giving greetings to Brother Jamil Muhammad and Sister Charlene Muhammad. And good to speak with you again, Brother Ilya. Rashad Muhammad, and when I was reading the most recent Final Call newspaper in regards to the Pentagon making discoveries and what have you, and confirming what your documentary is saying and what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Minister Louis Farrakhan has been stating for decades. I did not know you was a student minister, so I feel like I need to call you student minister, Rashad Muhammad, instead of brother.
Right. Exactly who he is.
did not know. So now I do know. But congratulations to you on your the first episode of your 10-episode documentary series, Answered, coming out. And one of the questions that I have that just came to mind while listening to Brother Jamil and Sister Charlene speaking for the first hour is the term mothership, the mother plane, And as Brother Jamil was talking about music and what have you, you know, of course, I thought about, you know, Parliament Funkadelic, talking about, you know, the mothership connection. But the word mothership and mother plane, where does that, what's the origin of that? Why not fathership? Why not just a ship? But why mothership? If there's an answer to that.
Yes, and there most certainly is. And first of all, what a powerful question from a very powerful voice coming from our great sister Angela Birdsong. And I thank you again for having the gall to interview us on this subject shortly before the release of the documentary. Now, to that terminology, mothership, if we were to examine the origin and popularity of that terminology, it was used vaguely prior to the Nation of Islam's advent, but very scarcely. In fact, it was used to like naval warships that would release smaller ships, but that was like maybe used maybe one or two times in history from the research that I have been able to gather. However, as it relates to aerial flying vehicles, that terminology of mothership was made most popular, was popularized, of course, by the Nation of Islam, who spoke of a mother plane or the mother wheel, also the mothership. And it was the Nation of Islam that popularized this terminology, period, especially as it relates to some type of flying vehicle. So I don't think it is coincidental that now the Pentagon and the U.S. defense system is using similar nomenclature that the Nation of Islam popularized, and really because everything that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Farrakhan have been representing to us regarding this phenomena is now we see where it is borne witness to in the real world, where government and military have to bear witness to the exact thing the Nation of Islam introduced to the world. So it certainly is no coincidence. And that, in a nutshell, provides some of the history of that wording of mothership that was most popularized by the Nation of Islam. So, yeah, we know what they're easing up on. They just want to make it seem as though it's something that they came up with. Oh, yes, it's a mothership, and it seems to be releasing some smaller probes into the Earth's atmosphere. Man, please. We know good and well that's exactly what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad had been representing to us about the mother plane or the mothership that releases its smaller wheels, which are also bomber planes, by the way. It is part of the military presence of God. And this is why throughout the prophecies in the scripture, God is also referred to in Hebrew as Yahuwah Shabbah, which is the Lord of hosts. When it talks about him as the Lord of hosts, it's not referring to somebody that's hosting a party, but that term Shabbah or host that is used refers to the Lord of armies. That's right. God has some goons with him. God has some military flanking him. Right. So his angels, which are people, by the way, not some Hollywood Cupid type of stuff that we've been accustomed to, angels, which are people, people that control those smaller ships that they call probes that have been terrorizing and interfering with America's nuclear sites and missile testing silos and shutting down whole military operations and rendering them inoperable. These wheels, these disc-shaped objects are not some alien origin. These are human beings, scientists, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad called them, angels, as your scriptures refer to them. This is the Lord of hosts, who hosts armies that show that his armies are far superior than anything this world can grasp. And I will end that point by pointing us to, in the Holy Quran, Allah tells us that there will come a time when we will see angels going round about Allah's throne of power, singing praises to their Lord. Well, this is a day and time when those angels and the objects that they control are being seen coming out of that mothership, that throne of God, and can be seen round about it, singing praises to their Lord. And when we see these things, it is said that the believers will say, all praise is due to Allah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's the top of the hour, and you are tuned to the Elevated Places. This program tonight brought to you, of course, through the largesse and cooperation and volunteer spirit of many under the direction of our executive producer, Brother Darius Muhammad, and bringing you tonight's guest, our brother student minister, Ilya Rashad Muhammad, speaking to us tonight from Memphis, but he could be anywhere because he's always on a plane somewhere, going somewhere to do something. And so we want to make sure that we keep our brother in our prayers. Sister, I want to just double check back with you. Sister Angela, did that give you the answer you're seeking, sis?
Yes, it most definitely did. It was exactly what I expected, to have a thorough response from student Mr. Rashad Muhammad. Yeah, so thank
before
you.
Before you go, Sister Angela, we want to give you and extend to you the warmest greetings from all of your Pacifica family at WPFW here in Washington, D.C., where we are also doing the very best that we can do to keep that banner up and moving, providing the programming that we help will build a better world program at it. So we thank you very much
excellent.
For that. Yes, ma'am. Yes,
excellent.
Ma'am.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank
Bye,
you,
Sister Charlie.
All right. Very good.
What a great sister. What a great sister.
Yes, indeed, brother. You can tell that just from hearing the power of her voice. Our next caller is in queue, Sister Charlene. Who do we have up next? And tell us, caller, where you're calling from and how you can ask your question to Brother Ilya Rashad.
Okay, I guess that's me. Assalamualaikum, family.
Walaikum salam. What's your name, Sister?
Walaikum salam.
And happy Savior's Day, Ramadan Mubarak, all the good joy. May Allah bless us all to be obedient during this Ramadan and have a joyful and productive Ramadan, to echo the guidance of our beloved Minister Farrakhan. This is Sister Angelita. I'm calling
that's
from
right.
Los Angeles.
Yeah, I was
That's right.
That's right.
Okay, family. I have to apologize because I have yet to watch the lecture from Sunday, Brother Ilya and family. So it's a little unfair for me to be asking the question perhaps that you have covered.
Well, no, sister, if you have, you go right ahead and ask
okay.
your question.
Okay, sorry, I got muted inadvertently, but I was wondering at this time, Brother Ilya, why do you think the Pentagon is admitting to the mother plane? I almost used the word revealing, and not that they are sharing anything we don't know, but revealing in that they'll probably, I would imagine, spin it, give it a narrative, use it how they want to use it. But let's just say they are revealing the mother plane for the context of this conversation. And I wanted to know why you think at this time, does it have anything to do with what's happening on the world geopolitical stage between China and Russia making a military agreement? How about that? Does it have anything to do with them trying to, you know, get a peace agreement between Russia and Ukraine? I mean, I'm just curious. Why is the Pentagon revealing this? And, of course, we heard Minister Farrakhan this morning say that the hot war was going to be raging and that there would be nuclear conflagration, if I pronounced the word correctly. So in light of that, and then I just want to ditto all the positive, you know, feedback that we're getting tonight on feeling vindicated and, you know, as a believer having seen the baby planes and even, I believe, the mother plane, I feel now a knower, not just a believer, because Allah is the best knower and he wants to raise us up to know. So I feel vindicated because I know. All praise is due to Allah, but I will silence myself and allow you to answer. Thank you so much, brother.
Thank you, and thank you for your spirit, Sister Angelica. I hope I said that right. And I think you're on to something, because we have reason to be suspicious when the most powerful government and military in the world all of a sudden admit to an aspect of the truth. Not that they should be applauded for finally admitting that these planes exist, because really that only shows that they have been absolutely lying for the past 70, almost 80 years or more, told of the reality of these planes ever since they arrested the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and interrogated him about this exact reality in 1942. So when the government, the Pentagon, all of a sudden gives these admissions that these circular disc-shaped UFOs do exist, we have to look at that with great suspicion, considering who these liars are, because they've never told us the absolute truth. And it is my suspicion, Sister Angelica, that they will do that, where they admit to a smaller truth for the specific purpose of misdirecting the public away from the greater truth. We did mention something about this on Sunday, which is represents an intelligence operation known as a limited hangout. Limited hangout is a type of red herring where the government may publicly acknowledge an aspect of the truth about something, but their reasoning for acknowledging the truth is so they can misdirect the public away from the greater truth. So they will admit to the fact that these planes exist after countless hundreds of millions of people all over the globe have already seen them for themselves. However, their purpose for doing it is so that they can try to put their narrative on it. So I would not be surprised if all of a sudden they're admitting that these planes exist, that now they're going to give it their own spin. Now they're going to probably tell the people, well, it's some type of alien origin and we communicated with some aliens somewhere. Or they would try to take credit for these planes themselves and probably say something like, well, yes, after thorough research, we found that these crafts are actually a super secret black budget program that the American government had us doing, and we just didn't know about it until now. You know, anything, they'll say anything to direct the people away from the actual source of this phenomena, which is the God of the Nation of Islam. The fact that they don't even openly acknowledge the fact that this was a primary concern that the FBI and CIA had with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the fact that this is in the declassified government documents. Yet you hear none of the so-called experts talk about this. That's because they're hypocrites, and they are lying, and they have to keep up with their lies. But we bust all of that crap up. So, yes, the only reason that they're admitting to some of it is so that they can try to sway the public away from the source of this phenomena. And there's no way you can do that. You can't get around the Nation of Islam.
You cannot get around it. And that's what causes us to really celebrate the use by the Final Call editorial staff, capable direction of Brother Nabah, Richard Muhammad, total vindication. That word vindication is coming up again, Brother Rashad. It's coming up again because there is more mockery that has been heaped on the Nation of Islam than perhaps any other organization, any other religious viewpoint, any other body of knowledge and wisdom. And in spite of the fact that, as you pointed out to us on Sunday, the Nation of Islam produces an adherent, a believer, a practitioner who even looks different than the average believer in mystical spook godism. The Nation of Islam is distinct, and it represents the God in person. God is a man, but not just a man, a particular man, Master Farg Muhammad. And so that's what's on the table. And Sister Angelita, we thank you for your questions. We move on to the next caller. And we're moving fast tonight because our principal guest has about another 18 minutes to be with us unless he decides to extend the program by a few minutes. So we want to make sure that he, because he might do that. He might err on the side of mercy, you know. But let's go to our next caller. Caller, you're in queue. Tell us your name and where you're calling from tonight. What's your question?
Well, one quick question, Brother Gino, because I was fielding calls and I may have missed it, but I want to make sure also before Brother Ilya goes that we, because I really want to know his thought about Ramadan as it relates to the will and how does the knowledge of the will enrich our Ramadan experience. But we're going to go to Brother Hoyle right now. Brother Hoyle.
Oh, yeah.
Assalamu alaikum. Ramadan Mubarak, family.
Ramadan
Kareem.
Yes, sir, brother. I want to, Jamil, you're doing an excellent job, and I want to thank Brother Ilya. Brother, you tore it up, brother. You knocked it out the park, as they say, Sunday, brother. Mm-hmm. You had me doing the church shop. Damn. No, I'm just like, you know how we do. But, brother, relating to all the stuff that's you know, all the events going on with the war. And I had to tell some people, and people, you know, relating to the sister's question about nuclear war, what's going to happen in America? Will the Russians shoot a missile over here and all of that? Will the Chinese, you know, they got Kim Jong-un has a nuclear missile that'll hit Los Angeles and all of this madness. But I keep telling them, the minister said, America is a preserved area. And Brother Ilya Rashad, explain, and you know, how, you know, America is preserved and how the wheels with the nuclear bases here, this is left for God himself. So if you can touch on that,
oh, yeah.
I know you got to go. So, okay.
Thank you, Brother Hoyle. And I think you sort of answered your own question to a degree. And that is the fact that this area, this country, is a preserved area, much like the kingdom of Pharaoh in the Bible. Pharaoh was such a powerful tyrant and oppressor against God's people that God would show forth his power not by necessarily allowing any other nation to overcome Pharaoh, but Pharaoh was taken down through his internal wickedness and by God showing his power to protect his people. So Pharaoh was brought down and his kingdom was brought down through a type of self-destruction that was part of God's judgment. This is what America is facing, God's judgment. The world is truly facing God's judgment, but the bulk of that judgment is taking place right here in America, this country, and this hemisphere, this continent that has taken God's people and rendered them like savages, like beasts, totally dehumanized the people of God. Did we not think that somebody would have to answer for that? Did we think that all that our ancestors suffered, the countless hundreds of millions of lost through the Middle Passage, tortured through slavery, through colonialism and imperialism, and put, rendered, and just dehumanized, unlike any other type of slavery and oppression that we've seen on this earth in the annals of history. Did we not think that the God of justice would render his justice and judgment upon those and this country that has done this to his people? This is why our ancestors cried out and came up with those songs like Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, coming forth to carry me home. Our people knew that one day God would answer, coming from their progeny, coming from the seed of our ancestors, our enslaved ancestors. They knew that down the line God would answer, and he would render his judgment, as the book of Isaiah says. He would come with fire and fury, with his chariots like a whirlwind, because he's angry. And he has to show proof that he has the power to render judgment. This is not a hocus-pocus God. This is a real God that has a real military that is capable of backing his people up. And this is why it is absolutely necessary that our people know of this God, know that this God has come for them, and know that this God has the firepower to overcome all of our oppressors combined. That's the God we represent today. That's who the Honorable Minister Farrakhan speaks of, and that's why he can speak and do the things that he does without fear of consequences, because he knows there's a God with him. And Sister Charlene, that kind of leads us to this aspect of Ramadan and the presence of this wheel, because God wants to give us a sense of certainty.
Come on.
As he does his servant. This is how the prophets and messengers of old would be so strong in their faith. This is why the Messiah will be able to stand up against the most powerful satanic enemy, not because the servant or the Messiah himself has any weaponry, but he has the certainty of a God that does have the weaponry and the firepower. So I'm reminded of the Holy Quran in Surat An-Najm, the 53rd surah, or chapter of the Holy Quran, where it talks about a meeting of God's servant, Allah, way up somewhere near the farthest moat tree. And after this servant of God has some type of meeting on high with his Lord, it was said, and surely he saw the greatest signs of his Lord. And certainly he saw him in another descent. See, there's a certain sense of surety and certainty that God gives his servants, because he shows his servants part of his power. they are shown the arm of the Lord, if you will. And it is when they get this level of certainty, now they can think different. They can speak different. They can act different because they know something of the time and what must be done within that time frame. See, when you know that this is the time of God, when you know that this is the time of his judgment and the time of the resurrection, the time of the fall of Satan's world, now you can act on that wisdom with a sense of certainty. So all throughout the Holy Quran, we are reminded of Allah's power. And this month of Ramadan is when the Quran was revealed to his servant back then for us. So now we are in the position of Muhammad. We are in the position of being recipients of divine revelation. And we are now in the position of being those servants who are given a level of certainty, not for the purpose of just saying, I believe, not even just for the purpose of doing basic good, of bringing in a whole new world on behalf of the God that is on scene today. This is what Allah is showing us as these revelations, if you will, and these admissions coming from the American government are coming forth just before and during Ramadan. Oh, Allah wants to tell us something. He's letting us know that he is with us. So let's study his word. Let's fast. Let's pray. And let's do as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that the scientists on the wheel do. Let's tune in. Let's reopen and reactivate that radio in our head by fasting and praying and being in tune with one another so that we in our collective work with one another won't just be individual brothers and sisters doing good, but we collectively as Allah. I'll leave that right there.
That's student minister Ilya Rashad Muhammad. And the book is titled, and I know you're going to ask these questions, so the book is titled UFOs and the Nation of Islam, The Source, Proof, and Reality of the Wheels. Make sure you get that book. Make sure you get Islamophobia, his other book about how the enemies will try to fight us by means of making a misrepresentation of our very faith itself. But there's no misrepresentation here tonight. We're hearing from a fireball representative of the representative. Now, I got to tell you something, dear brother. When you talked about on Sunday, when you talked about the beautiful analogy between Elijah and Elisha and the Honorable Elijah, and the minister, brother, tears fell down from the eyes of someone here. Mm. It couldn't have been me. I'm way too macho for that. But I will tell you that this is the beauty of the teaching that vindicates and verifies and validates our entire life walking with this man and being laughed at. Oh, y'all believe in spaceships, huh? Oh, yeah, okay. The devil, who? Yaku went what? And he did what? And the mother plant, what? Okay. And so those things, when we held on to them, we have been vindicated in a very beautiful way and buttressed in the truth and fortified in the facts. And we have been made to feel secure, like my brother just said. This is the elevated places. We're going back to the phones. We only have a few more minutes. Let's hear the next caller and come right into the queue.
Okay, it's Brother Darryl.
Assalamu alaikum, family. Ramadan Kareem. Happy Savior's Day.
Ramadan Kareem.
Happy Savior's Day. That's that preacher.
Yes. Praise the brother Ilya and brother Jamil and our beloved sister, thank Allah for our beloved sister, Ava, that our show is going on through us as an example for keeping her spirit going throughout the nation. Like I said, she would never die because she lives in us. My question is, the will is real. I have became not only a believer, I know it's real because when we was in, when I was still living in Detroit, we took about 3 or 4 vans to Chicago. And Minister Farrakhan was speaking to the sisters only, so we were sitting out in the parking lot in the cars. And may Allah be pleased with Brother Lewis. He came out in front of Mars Marianne. And it was at night, and we was looking up. And I seen one of the baby planes. And it came so low because the minister, where he is, the will is. And the minister was teaching so hard, but you could hear him, and the sisters just, oh, Allahu Akbar. And we looked up. It was one of the wheels. And brother, it was so beautiful. The wheel had lights going around it in a circle. It was 2 sets of lights. The lights was going around to the left in a complete circle. Then the bottom lights was going the opposite, just hovering in plain view, brother. I'm telling you, it's no, it is nothing that they can say is not real. It's real. And we know, and we've been thinking about it all our lives, and those that come into the nation, the messenger always talked about the will. And not only that, even though you're saying this Caucasian finally bear witness, he's a complete liar. He knew it all along when they came in and arrested the messenger and took all of the, you know, documents. And that's how they came up with the stealth bomber. You know, all of this information was there. And then when the minister showed us one Savior's Day, when he showed the video, and you could see them all coming out like it's coming out of a cloud. There was a mothership releasing them. And when they all was coming out, the whole world seeing Switzerland, London, they said they live in Mexico because, you know, that's when Elijah Muhammad had majority of time with Ishmael and them, raising them up. Mm-hmm. So it's honeycombed over there in Mexico. And then not only that, when he said that the will has 3 bomber planes, they know all of this. So in my vision, it came to me just like the movie did. I was at home, and it was in the summertime, and they blocked out the sun, just like it did in the movie. That's all praise due to Allah. It was a dream.
Wow.
And my brother-in-law started running, and everybody said, hey, why are you running? This is our family, you know. The mother plane had came out in my dream. It's so much that I want to share, and it wouldn't be enough time. But that will is real. And I know for a fact I have witnessed it and seen it. And it is no doubt in my mind that they will. Oh, yeah, one more thing that really shocked the world. You remember they had a clipping of the astronauts. It was a white female. And she was talking. And as she was talking, she passed out. They caught her. And they laid her down on the floor, like looking up in space. And she seen it. And they said it themselves. When they was on the moon, look at it. It was about 2 or 3 of them looking at them. They said, look at them. They're looking at us. So they know that their will is real. Mm-hmm. And like you were saying about the messenger said, there's no way they're going to send a missile or nothing. So we don't have to worry about that because Allah saves America for himself. He says it's not going to be nobody take credit but Allah. And so we don't have to worry about no missile coming over here doing anything because Allah got this. And if you look back at the movie, the white man telling everything, because the first thing happened in Independence Day, it destroyed the White House. So what is that telling you? Allah is saving this for himself, and all we got to do is just be patient, keep up our prayers, and continue our fast, and just come together and love thee one another. I love you all, and nothing you can do about it. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam, Brother Darryl.
Brother Ilya, did you want to respond to that, Brother Ilya?
Man, that's a preacher right there. That brother said it all.
Yes,
shoot.
Yes,
he said it all. And, you're thankful for his words, too.
Yes, brother. He reiterated something that you said on Sunday. And that is when the enemy cannot control a thing. First they ignore it, then they mock it, and then they try to destroy it. If they can't control it, they're going to ignore it, then mock it, make fun of it, and then try to destroy it through whatever means might be at their disposal. But as he just told you, they don't have anything left. There's one last question before you go, dear beloved brother. Brother Lukeman from Los Angeles could not stay on the line, but he's listening, and he asked the question, why is the wheel 40 miles high and not 50 or some other number of miles high off the elevation, elevated above the surface of the earth?
Yes. The Honorable Minister Farrakhan has shared some of the meaning of the 40 miles high. Now, be mindful that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said of this wheel that they can go anywhere in space that they want. It can go anywhere in space that it wants now. So it is not limited to 40 miles high above the Earth's atmosphere. However, that seems to be part of its main dwelling place, as it is written in the Holy Quran that Allah's throne of power was over the waters. So it gives us a spatial significance that Allah's throne hovers above the earth for the most part. Now, the Honorable Minister Farrakhan has shared what some of that means and suggests. Part of it could refer to the 40 years that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was working among us, absent his teacher, Master Fadhrat Muhammad. And at the end, of course, that 40 years, he would be with his teacher, the God. But I don't think that the wheel is limited to being just 20 miles above the earth. We also know from the saying in the Nation of Islam where the God promised that he would climb a mountain 40 miles high.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Just to teach one. And we know that he did just that. He taught one for our salvation, the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and we are the beneficiaries of that majestic, magnificent wisdom and guidance that will, that is, and will get us through this other side of this war of Armageddon. So I don't know of any specific as to why it's 40 miles high. You know, they don't, the scientists don't just come and drop that type of information on me like that. But from what the Honorable Minister Farrakhan and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad have shared with us, it does have some great significance. And of course, you know, the enemy even has contraptions and satellites where we can at least glance at and monitor a lot of what's taking place out side of the Earth's atmosphere, even 40 miles outside. And it's these NASA scientists and NASA equipment that has most commonly captured good footage of these wheels flying about all throughout in space and whatnot. So I don't know exactly the specifics as to why they may be stationed 40 miles high. I'm just glad to know that that plane and that wisdom and that technology is on our side.
Yes, sir. Sir, and that's very, very important to know that it's on our side. Brother, the last and ultimate question before we let you go, we thank you so much for allocating this time to us tonight, dear brother student minister, Ilya Rashad. This morning, as you know, the month of Ramadan starts every year with a message by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan on what was formerly known as the Ramadan Prayer Line and is now the Ummah Reflect, a podcast on the Podbean podcast network. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan spoke to at least, by early account, at least 5,000 people this morning all around the world, in Germany, in Ireland, in Switzerland, in Brazil, in the Caribbean, and throughout the Nation of Islam here in the wilderness of North America. What was your impression of the minister's words this morning, and what are you looking forward to, dear brother, this holy month of Ramadan?
Indeed, the Honorable Minister Farrakhan blessed us with a powerful message, as always, that is inspiring and encouraging to take us throughout this Ramadan, that we may gain the optimal benefit of what this fast intends for us. I found it quite interesting that starting off this great month, the Honorable Minister Farrakhan mentioned in his talk this morning the wheel. This is something that the Muslim world is going to have to really re-examine their views on the Nation of Islam and what Allah revealed to the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. The fact that the minister mentioned this piece of mechanics, because I will just want to note that the Muslim world, after the departure of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, you know, many of them considered this teaching of the wheel as un-Islamic. And we know that it was mocked and ridiculed because mm-hmm. of what seemed to be the unpopularity at that time. Because at that time, there was not as much obvious evidence, because there were no smartphones, no internet, no way of sharing information on a dime. So for the most part, this aspect was disregarded by the Muslim world. And they castigated us as being un-Islamic, as being even kufr, disbelievers, because of this. So by the minister lifting this truth at the beginning of the month of Ramadan, says to me that the Muslim world, the clerics, the ulema, the scholars, are going to have to re-examine and re-evaluate the truth of what they thought they knew from the Holy Quran, and eventually they will have to bear witness that Allah did do exactly what he said, that he spoke of a day and time during that resurrection that he would be capable of being seen. And they're going to have to start looking this way and bear witness that the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Farrakhan have been 1,000% right and exact. Not for the purposes of showing off and saying, look, I told you so, nah, 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 nah. But for the fact that they can be assured with that level of certainty that Allah is God and he has power to do all things. So now, with that knowledge, let us stand with the servant and representative of that divine power. Let us stand and help the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. I thank you, Brother Jamil, Charlene, and the staff of Elevated Places for giving me the opportunity to just share some of the spirit as we kick off Ramadan, to be able to share this majestic wisdom that Allah revealed to the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad as being represented by the Honorable Minister Farrakhan. We are thankful for them, and I'm so thankful for Minister Farrakhan's encouragement. He, as I mentioned earlier, watched the documentary Answered, the first episode, and he was just overwhelmingly elated. And he spoke of it as, again, vindication. This is the day and time of vindication, brothers and sisters. So let us bask in the light of Allah, that he is making his revelation confirm for us in the real world. So thank you all once again. I love you, and I'm certain this won't be the last time that we have the opportunity, family. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, one second. Please, Brother Ilya, just allow me. Please.
you know, in all of the titles and tasks that you have, I just wanted to just say thank Allah for your family as well. Your beautiful wife, my sister, Sister Angela, you know, we want to make sure to thank Allah for the support. And just, I love when I see you both as you're doing your work together, and also your children. So may Allah continue to bless you all forever. And just on behalf of us to thank them, and thank Sister Angela.
We definitely will do that for great support. And we thank and of course she loves you, Sister Charlene, and she's crazy about Brother Jamil too. We watched the documentary in the editing process, and she was like, "Oh, look at Brother Jamil. He just knows he's cutting up with the truth with his testimony." So thank you all so much.
Yeah.
Thank you, brother. I know you're busy. Go ahead on back to work. We're praying for you. We love you. And you know you always got a place at the Elevated Places Blog Talk Radio program. Love you, brother. Assalamu alaikum and Ramadan Mubarak.
That's right.
Ramadan Kareem. Alaikum salam.
My brother, you've been listening to Brother Student Minister Ilya Rashad Muhammad from Memphis, Tennessee, bringing forward some of the most compelling, hard-hitting journalistic research ever written on the subject of what once were called unidentified flying objects, or UFOs, and now they're called the UAPs, unidentified aerial, what is it, aerial? Oh, God.
Aerial phenomena.
Phenomena, you see, because phenomena is supposed to start with an F. That's why I couldn't remember. But anyway, this is
bless
the
your
actual.
Heart.
Bless my heart. That's right. This is the actual way that we recognize and support and uplift our own. You know, brother and sister, this is not an hour for us to be morose or sad or angry or always to have a negative projection. And when we come in a room, we're sour and angry and mean. And everybody says, uh-oh, here comes Brother Jamil. He's a mean one. And we're going to see him act mean. When God has come to seek and to save you and me, that which was lost, and when we find out that he searched the whole earth to find us, and having located us here in the hills and wilderness of North America, that he didn't send nobody else, he came himself to save his beloved people. See, that makes me feel good. It makes me feel good to know that I'm with these great and professional people. I don't know if I ever could have had friendships with people as erudite and clear and eloquent as Brother Ilya Rashad Muhammad and Sister Charlene Muhammad. How could I have done that if I had not been a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad under the direction of Minister Farrakhan? This is true.
Say that.
We have risen above the stations in life to which the enemy told us we were destined. You know, I remember the PBS and CBS journalist Bill Moyers, respected in the world of journalism, as you know, Sister Charlene. And Bill Moyers gave a report one time on the PBS broadcasting system from the projects of Newark, New Jersey. And he was examining the persistence and hard-rooted poverty, the multi-generational and extremely dysfunctional poverty found in Black America. And he said that what had happened was that America had created a permanent underclass. I want you to hear what that sounds. A permanent underclass means you will never get out from the bottom. But he is not God. God can put us on top of civilization. He came to put us on top. The rung that was at the bottom is now at the top, and the stone that the builder rejected is now the headstone of the corner. There is, in the mind of God, a very glorious, glorious destiny for you and for me. And for this little ghetto boy who came up out of the streets of Cincinnati, Ohio, I can tell you that I would not have dreamed in my wildest imagination and in my fondest hopes that I could have been the places where I have been and seen the things that I have seen and met the people that I have met if I had not been a follower of that man, Elijah Muhammad, who I heard that day at Muhammad's Temple number 5 in Cincinnati in the spring of the year 1969. When I determined I wanted to be a Muslim as a young boy, they laughed and said, how you going to be a Muslim? You must be out your mind. And then the others would say, you don't have to be a Muslim. You do well in school. You haven't been to reform school. You never spent more than a few hours in juvenile. You don't have to go be a Muslim. For them, to be a Muslim was only for those who were they considered the riffraff, the Negro bourgeoisie. They didn't need the Nation of Islam. But I heard something. I know you heard it too, didn't you, sister? You heard something.
Sure did.
And you came to follow Elijah Muhammad and Louis Farrakhan. And ain't nothing been the same since that day. Oh, my goodness. Man.
Ain't that the truth? Praise be to Allah.
Yes, indeed. And you know,
Brother Jamil, let me say something as you continue to that. You know, would you all believe that I was a freshman in college before I had heard, you know, or remembered hearing, you know, or reintroduced to the term Muslim because of required reading of the autobiography of Malcolm X and it was at the Southern University, you know, historically black college and university in Baton Rouge.
Yes.
And
yes.
I thoroughly enjoyed that history class. The professor made, girl, we had, young lady, we had to wear skirts, you know, pantyhose, shoes, dress shoes. The boys, the young men, it was mandatory. They had to wear bow ties, and the bow ties had to be the one that you literally tie, a tie that you tie into a bow tie, not a clip-on. I couldn't believe it. It wasn't really far-fetched because of the way I grew up, you know, but I read the autobiography there, and I was like, wow, interesting. And it wasn't until years and years later that I was reconnected in Los Angeles with the Muslims, as they said, at that time. Mm-hmm. But anyway, you made me think about that when you mentioned Cincinnati. But go ahead, Brother Jamil. Go ahead.
No, I think, sister, that this is a conversation seeking to embark upon as we have, and of course, callers, if you have something that you wanted to add at the conclusion of the program, you know how to press 1 and go into the host queue. We'd love to hear from you. But we want to make sure that we certainly recognize the fact that we've been visited tonight by a very impactful man. And we didn't get a chance to discuss, but during the introductory portion of the program, right at the top of the hour as we came on, we talked about how friendly and good the brother is. I mean, could you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
I hear it every time you speak. Could you hear
it? Oh, you know, I heard it. Didn't he sing on the rostrum Sunday?
He did. He did.
He sure did.
I don't know who it was.
He let it all out.
Oh, my goodness. And see, but when you have this kind of power of presentation, charisma is
right.
A gift from God. You see,
mm-hmm.
It is not some kind of something that you generate yourself. You know, it's a gift from God. And when you come up with that gift and that kind of energy, if you will, then this is something that you use for the cause of good. And so our brother, he's an impactful man because he gives truth without hesitation. He really is following the example of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. See, Minister Farrakhan doesn't ask you if, you know, do you mind if I teach? No, he's sharing information constantly. But there's a great cost for people like Brother Ilya and like the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. That cost is that as a candle gives off light and heat within a space, as it does that, it is wearing away the fiber and fabric of its own existence. You see, Brother Ilya took time with us tonight, and he could have been with Sister Angie and the family, but he was with us.
That's right.
He could have been out on the lawn with his bees. And a rumor has it that even though there are thousands of bees out there inside the hives that he holds them in, he done named them all. They all got names. That's what I hear. That's just, you know, that's what's cool. But he could have been with his bees. He could have been doing something for himself in his own quietude and rest.
That's right.
But he came to edify us. So I want to ask you, sister, is it possible for you to share the contact information, how people can let our executive producer, Brother Darius Muhammad, and the staff at Elevated Places know that you want to stay in touch with us? A lot of people may not even be aware that you can still get the messages, the audio messages, the curricula, the actual writings of Dr. Ava Muhammad by contacting us, and we will share that with you. That's how powerful it is to be a part of the loving community of the Nation of Islam. What's the contact information, sis?
It is MinisterAva.com. MinisterAva.com.
MinisterAva.com. All right. And that way,
MinisterAva.com.
Mm-hmm. There's always something going on, something that is available to you as an introductory offer. There's always something that's going to be found interesting and uplifting and powerful in its own right for you and me to hear, whether it is her writings of books like Real Love, whether it is us reviewing the exquisite scholarship that she put at the service of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, resulting in the provisional constitution of the Nation of Islam, whether it is her
groundbreaking
and news-making and earth-shaking leadership as a member of the Shura Council, the Executive Council of the Nation of Islam, and she provided leadership in that body. What a wonderful sister we have had in our midst. But as one of the callers, I believe it was Brother Darrell, who said that she doesn't die because she lives in us, our willingness to do all we can to carry the mission forward in her remembrance.
That's right. That's right. You know, Brother Jamil, I'm sorry.
Go, sister, go.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I heard a pause. It might have been my phone. But she has worry and burnout. She has this, when that would be so helpful in this time, how to keep your head above water, protecting your peace. I'm not sure if I said that title right, but that is a very, among the other master classes she did, you know, keeping your head above water, how to protect your peace. And many of her ebooks, Sister Donna Muhammad, has been very instrumental in bringing those forth. But nonetheless, continue, Brother Jamil.
Well, actually, sister, there's nothing to continue. This is a loving conversation with a brother telling my sister, the national correspondent for the Final Call newspaper, how grateful I am to labor in the vineyard alongside you, because some of the stories that you've broken over the years, some of the events that you've covered over the years, you have helped us to understand and position our minds right to be able to receive the message from Brother Ilya Rashad Muhammad. You see, it's a cyclical, reciprocal relationship, cyclical and reciprocal relationship that keeps us moving in the circles of brotherhood and sisterhood, everyone contributing something. And so that's why this Ramadan is so important. This Ramadan, we focus on our individual self-improvement, but we focus on opening up our receptors for collective cooperation. Are you and me?
Ooh, wait.
Pardon me?
Part of chill right there, because what you said, Minister Ava, has the third force, release your power now or never. Go, Brother Jamil, you better quit. Go ahead. Oh, my God.
Praise be to Allah. But this is the presence of Almighty Allah giving to us the benefit of our loving support of one another. This Ramadan, find somebody who you don't like in the nation and walk up to them and shake his hand, shake her hand, and tell her, we got to work it out. We can't come out of Ramadan. You love the minister. I love the minister. I don't know if you like me, and doggone it, I might not like you. But when we leave this month, we're going to find a way to be brothers and sisters and friends, because that is what Allah desires. We can't say we love the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and present to him a body of soldiers or an army on the battlefield that don't like each other.
You're giving him
an army that's full of holes like a block of Swiss cheese. No, we have to continue to coagulate. We got to come together. We got to be strong in support of one another in the right things that we do. So, Sister Charlene, as time is winding up, we have 1 minute left in the program, and I think it's appropriate that it go to you for you to tell us what to do. We'll give the greetings, and we'll be back, inshallah, God willing, and the creek don't rise. We'll be back next Thursday at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, for more Elevated Places Blog Talk Radio program. Sister Charlene, close us out.
Look, Brother Student Minister Jamil, all I can say is all praise is due to Allah. Second, everything that you have said, all that was shared tonight. And I would just like to say, finalcall.com, thank you, Sister Anissa Muhammad. She's our contributing writer, and for the fascinating, the great work, the cover story, and the entire Final Call staff. And also, this morning's message from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan on Ramadan, the Ummah Reflects. You can hear that replay at podbean.com, right? Podbean.com. And tomorrow
right.
day too, but share, spread, study that message. That's all I want to say. Brother Jamil, you know, thank you so much. Thank you. And thank you, Brother Darius.
Praise
and of course,
be to Allah.
All praise be to Allah.
Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Let's get to the theme music and boogie on home.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Where would I be without you?
Where would I be without you? Where would I go to let it all out? Where would I be? Without you. Ooh. Without you. Where did the sound of love go? Where did you find someone new? And what do I do without you? Ooh, babe. Without you.